his third down, he threw the swing pass and wound up being 5 or 6 yard loss. And then the ensuing decision to punt instead of trying to kick the long field goal.
The first one, 3rd and 8, play designed to get Sproles the ball out in space. The linebacker actually made a play on it, designed actually for that look, for that coverage. Give them credit, knocked us out of field goal range at that time.
It would have been what, like a 53-yard field goal, I believe, at that point. And Sturgis had connected earlier on an even longer field goal than that. In earlier games, you've shown that you've been aggressive and looked like you kind of went the other way.
I also felt too that defensively we were gaining a little momentum, and I think if we could have. Which we did. We ended up punting and got him on the 10-yard line and got him backed up and put our defense back on the field. Felt comfortable, comfortable doing that and making that decision.
Was that a tough decision to not kick with Caleb there because he has been so good recently? Longer than that in the game?
Yeah, and too, the thing is, field position at that time is critical. He did kick the one before half, which was an excellent kick, and with no time left on the clock, and had we executed a little bit better on the third down play, we would have been in a little bit better position to kick the field goal at that time, and we just didn't execute on the play before.
Want to try a Josh Huff pass there?
They had been jumping some of our bubble slant combinations a little bit, and we'd just been driving the ball, and we were on the right. We were on the left hash, which is the right hash for the play. It was a play we had shown last week, and took advantage of a situation, and almost came up with the play.
Why no vertical passing game tonight?
Well, we had opportunities, down the field. I felt too that, we could take advantage of the underneath stuff, and just. Utilize our backs and tight ends a little bit more in this football game, and we had a couple opportunities before half and obviously at the end of the game to go down the field, but at the same time felt that our tight ends and some of our shorter intermediate stuff was the way to go.
You had opportunities. Was it that Carson wasn't taking them or that the guys weren't open downfield?
There were without looking at the film and going back through it, it'd be hard to answer that question, but nothing by play design or anything like that. I mean, we had some opportunities early in the game, and he elected to pull the ball down and hit the back a couple times, hit Sproles out of the backfield, and that's okay. It's okay. It doesn't always have to be a down the field, mentality all the time. But when you call it, I just want him. As a quarterback, you do the right thing with the football. It's always a touchdown, checkdown mentality, and we just have to go back and look at this tape and see where we can execute better.
Sproles got more carries tonight than he had the last couple of games added up. I mean, was that the game plan because of some matchups you saw, or was it just feed the hot hand kind of thing?
He was hot. And he was having a great game, and I just wanted to keep him in there and keep him rolling.
So fourth quarter, you guys are up 10. It looks like you guys are in control of the game. Wendell fumbles that ball, 16 unanswered points. How deflating is that mistake there early in the fourth?
It's tough. And there's some. I tell you, this is going to be a great learning lesson for a lot of our young players on this football team, and really for everybody, coaches included, myself included, it's hard to make those types of mistakes, and especially. Try to overcome them, it's heartening, disheartening, I should say. But at the same time, I think there's going to be some great lessons learned out of this game.
And so you have to get Wendell a carry earlier instead of giving him his first carry in such a crucial.
No,
game.
I mean, it was the way the game was going at the time, it was a safe play, safe run. We had a couple assignment issues up front, but just got to learn to hang on to the ball in those situations. We know it's going to be tight running and running lanes, just got to hang on to the ball.
In the learning experience answer, you mentioned coaches. What's the learning experience for you tonight?
Well, I think just for me, staying aggressive. number one. I think that's been something that I've kind of prided myself on a little bit. Being smart with it, though, at the same time. And I think, too, you learn to, I think one of the positives is, Darren was hot. Darren was having a great game, and I think you got to take away, keep feeding him the ball and getting him the ball as many times as you can, as many touches as you can, and let a guy like Darren, use his athleticism to make plays. I think you learn from that, and so it's definitely a learning situation all around.
How bad is Allen's injury?
I don't know yet. I don't know yet until we get back and evaluate him.
In the final 3 minutes, Carson had two chances there to lead drives, three and outs both times. What was happening with the offense in the fourth quarter?
Well, the last drive, obviously, the penalty was, on DGB was critical at that time, to potentially go down and kick the game winner. And again, these are situations that it's situational football, and it's something that he'll learn from. As tough as it is in games like this, everything matters. Everything is magnified, and I think he'll appreciate looking at this film and learning from it as well.
Doug, there's a lot of football left in this season. After a loss like this, what do you say to your players?
Exactly that. We're still a good football team. The thing that's as a coach, the way the guys battled, the way they fought, the way they hung in there, they rallied around each other. We had some ups and downs in the game, and to see them stay together is encouraging to me as the head football coach. And I just tell them that we've got we're dealt a certain a certain path, and we're going to make no excuses. We're taking them as they come, and it just makes us a better football team, and it makes us all around a better and a stronger team.
There were a lot of drops last year, and they've persisted this year. What can you do? I mean, as a coach, is there anything you can do, or is it just they can either catch or not?
I mean, this is the National Football League, I mean, you make plays or you don't, we just keep working. We just keep working every single day, and we get ready for New York next week.
On the final touchdown, what was the coverage breakdown?
Well, anytime the quarterback scrambles and it's just a matter of just pasting yourself on your guy and sticking with your guy. My eyes were actually in the backfield. I thought maybe we'd had an opportunity to get him on the ground, but so I didn't see exactly what happened in the end zone, but in those situations, you can't lose sight of your guy.
At the end of the fourth quarter, you had them backed up, and you had a couple timeouts left. Why didn't you call those timeouts to try to force a punt?
I just felt too at that time that we were better off just because our defense again was playing extremely well, and I'd made up my mind up at that time to go ahead and get us into overtime. Hopefully win the coin toss, take the ball, and be in a position to score and or put our defense out there, who just came off a great drive, and they were fired up to put them back out on the field. So it was just my decision to do that.
Thank you.